This Friday marks 1 year since the pandemic forced the Breadfruit and Rum Bar in downtown Phoenix to close. And at the same time, the Chicago Hamburger Company, another locally owned independent restaurant, saw sales plummet 65%. Over the past year, KJZZ's Christina Estes has been checking in with both restaurants. And in this report, she shares how the pandemic has changed the business owners professionally and personally.
6 weeks after the governor declared an emergency, anxiety filled the voice of the Breadfruit co-owner Danielle Leone.
I don't think I'm going to make it. I don't think I can make it.
52 weeks after the emergency declaration, a calmer voice surfaces.
I'm choosing to see this as a rebirth.
It's been an exhausting journey, financially, mentally, emotionally, and physically. After years of ignoring and pushing through pain, Leone is now recovering from back surgery and coming to grips with a discouraging reality.
From now on, I won't be able to stand in the kitchen. That's really hard, you know?
Leone will not return as executive chef at the Breadfruit, but her Jamaican-inspired recipes will, prepared by chefs she's trained. And there will be other changes. Leone, who earned a national reputation for supporting local agriculture and serving seafood with minimal environmental impacts, came to another realization.
I'm a chef that's known for sustainability. And in the end of it, Christina, I didn't create a sustainable business model.
Co-owner Dwayne Allen echoes her sentiment.
It's time for the Breadfruit to evolve.
They're reimagining how the Breadfruit will reopen in a more efficient and equitable way while maintaining quality. Allen says it's not simply about cutting some costs, though that needs to happen and will likely include dropping linen service and expensive plateware.
You know, we'll break four or five, half a dozen of them on a Saturday night.
Rather than keep replacing pricey plates and bowls, Allen says they can choose a more sustainable material like bamboo and pool the savings to boost the bottom line for certain employees.
We don't want to reopen with the same pay structure that is laden with an inequity. You know, if you're a waiter out on the floor, you can do very well. But if you have the wonderful task of keeping the dishes nice and clean so the chefs can present beautiful, beautiful dishes on them, then not so much.
We got a beef, we got an extra crispy fry, we got a zucchini.
At the Chicago Hamburger Company, Bob Papandouras recently gave his 7 employees raises.
You know, these guys have carried me for 20 to 30 years. My plan is to carry them.
Papandouras calls the Federal Paycheck Protection Program a saving grace. He received $50,000 early on and another $70,000 last month. The cash covers his regular payroll, even when employees work fewer hours.
Purpose of it was, you know, it wasn't saving the business plan. It was paycheck protection, meaning keep people working. So that's what he did.
His fast casual restaurant in East Phoenix has stayed open throughout the pandemic. At its lowest point, business was 35% of normal. Now it's 75%.
Being one thing it has drilled into me is the appreciation of the customer base that I have.
Hi. Phone in order for Sam.
Yeah. Sam is here.
You know, I couldn't say enough about them. And anytime they tell me they're glad that we're still here, I tell them that, you know, and very sincerely and honestly, the reason we're here is because you guys have kept us here. So thank you.
Dwayne Allen says the Breadfruit should reopen after this summer. By then, the restaurant will have been closed 18 months, longer than anyone could have predicted. But necessary, he says, for the business to emerge stronger and serve the community better.
If the train is on its way down the tracks, you see an issue, it's very difficult for you to tend to that issue. And COVID brought the train into the station. So we can lift it up, spin it around, look at it inside out, take this off, put this on. We've got time to do all of these things that we didn't have before.
I think I needed this entire year to slow down.
The Breadfruit co-owner Danielle Leone now realizes she must prioritize her health.
I've got to say, despite how hard it's been, I've just never felt better.
While COVID profoundly changed Leone, she and Allen say it will not drastically change the Breadfruit's experience. Seared scallops, fried fish, and jerk chicken will fill the air again. Rum cocktails will flow. And reggae music will bounce off the bright green and yellow walls. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.